Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. Settle down. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Chairman, Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. As I've said many times before, I'd love to be a citizen of a country where Steve Forbes was the president. He's the author of so many books, I can't carry all of them into the studio. Power, Ambition, Glory. I know that's one of his last ones, and he's got a bunch of new documentaries that he's working on, including the one that's out right now, In Money We Trust. It's awesome, folks. You can see it on the PBS channels and their website. Steve Forbes, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you, and thank you for mentioning In Money We Trust documentary. As you mentioned, you can find it in moneywetrust.org, inmoneywetrust.org. It's a great film. It explains it in a jargon-free way, the importance of trust and money, which the Washington politicians and central bankers around the world have done their best to undermine.
No question.
That's one of the reasons why we have our problems today.
And I want to delve into that in more detail in the next segment when we talk about the Fed. But first, Steve, unfortunately, there's this 800-pound elephant or gorilla or whatever you want to call it in the middle of the living room that we have to deal with. And I wish we didn't. Up to now, I have not talked about it at all on the show because everybody else has been covering it. But yesterday, the House, the Democrats in the House, impeached for the third time. They impeached a president in our history, the third president to be impeached. It was not only not bipartisan for the vote, it was bipartisan against impeachment, and yet they did it anyway. Steve, what do you think?
I think you mentioned 800-pound gorillas or elephants. It's really an 800-pound travesty of American history. They've turned it on the head. They've, our founders, just for starters, Jim, our founders did not want a parliamentary system where you could, where the legislature could routinely throw the president out when they didn't like him. That's why they've had fixed terms. That's why they had fixed elections. Mm-hmm. And the only time you could remove a president is if something egregiously went wrong. That was manifestly not the case here. And what is so surprising the other day was to see the discomfort at CNN when they had to announce that even their own poll found that support for impeachment had declined as the process went forward.
Wow.
And a poll the other day came out. In the 17 battleground states, 55% oppose impeachment. In Florida, critical state, 60% oppose impeachment. So the Democrats.
And this is as the proponents of impeachment were making their best cases.
Which turned out not to be much of a case.
That's exactly
no
right.
No case at all.
Yeah.
And that's one reason why they wanted to hide it at the beginning. They sort of realized that if people could actually see the thing, they'd just get confused and wonder what is all of this about. And also there are rumors, Jim, that Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, was privately behind the scenes furious with Pelosi for allowing this to go open because it just sucks the oxygen out of other issues. Democrats think they've got big issues on health care. President Trump, I think, will deal with that in the State of the Union address next month. But it's overshadowing their presidential process, and they know they don't have much support for it.
From a politics standpoint, isn't this going to go down in history as one of the biggest political blunders? Because there is no – it'd be different if they were really defending the Constitution. There was no crime. There was a judgment issue that they had. The second article is about the president's constitutional ability to defend the presidency. The courts should decide these things. There was no real – as you said, there was no crime committed. Isn't this going to go down in history as the as one of the worst political blunders? Isn't next November going to prove that?
It's worse than a blunder. It's an assault spitting on the Constitution, the spirit of our founding.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. And
it's further divided our country, hasn't it? It's driven more of a wedge between us.
It has, and for no purpose other than poisoning the atmosphere, making it more toxic. I'm surprised the EPA, that was on its job, would be putting prohibitions against Congress for violating air pollution.
It's clearly the opposite of leadership, isn't it, Steve?
It's terrible.
It's the opposite of leadership.
But I'm just disgusted. Yeah. Just disgusted.
History will not look well on this. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We're going to come back after the break.
President Trump will win re-election.
I agree with you. I think that's a good prediction. We're going to talk about the economy, trade, and the Fed with Steve Forbes after the break. Nobody on the planet can do that better than he. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.